在第一、第二章，有些人会放下一切的来跟从他。
In chapters 1 and 2 of Mark, we saw that when Jesus called people, some people put down everything they had to follow.
当其他的人在守安息日的时候，耶稣有时候又会做出一些很令人惊讶的事情。
When other people were observing the Sabbath, he still sometimes did things that will surprise people.
他的教导和行为呢，总是和这个世界格格不入的样子。
His actions and teachings always seemed to not completely fit this world.
他有很多的朋友和追随他的人。
He has many friends and followers.
但是他有更多的敌人，更多不喜欢他的人。
But he has even more enemies and people who did not like him.
他的结果将会是怎样呢？我们一直查考马可福音的时候就会看下去。
So what will his end be? And we will find out when we keep on reading Mark.
今天我们看到的经文呢，已经是第二次耶稣被人指责他冒犯安息日的律法了。
Today's passage is the second time Jesus has been accused of breaking the laws of the Sabbath.
我们想象一下，如果我们看足球啊，中国人都喜欢看足球，一场足球比赛如果是没有条例和规范的会是怎样？
Let's imagine, what would a soccer game be like if there were no rules or regulations?
可能那场足球比赛就变成了奥斯足球比赛了。
Maybe that soccer game will turn into a Aussie rules football game.
要想象一下，如果澳洲的公路上面是没有交通规则的，这里的马路又会变成什么？
And let's imagine again, what would our roads be like if there were no traffic regulation?
我想，人是需要有律法来规范。
So people need laws to keep order.
那既然人不能够没有律法，为什么耶稣又要去破坏律法？
So if people need these laws, why then did Jesus break them?
那这就是当时的犹太人对耶稣的问题。
So this was the question that the Jewish people had for Jesus.
守安息日是犹太人一个非常非常重要的标记，每一个犹太人他们都紧紧地守着这一条的律法。
Observing the Sabbath is an important symbol for the Jews. Every Jewish person closely abides by this law.
所以当耶稣和他的门徒们做安息日不可做的事情，法利赛人就提出了这一个问题。
So when Jesus and his disciples did things not to be done on the Sabbath, the Pharisees asked this question.
耶稣怎么回应呢？
How did Jesus answer?
耶稣用了三个方式来回应法利赛人的问题。
Jesus used three ways to respond to their questions.
第一个呢，是一个反问的方式。
The first is a counter question.
耶稣提到了在撒母耳记21章里面记载了一段关于大卫的记载。
Jesus brings up Samuel chapter 21 where it records King David.
当时呢，大卫王因为是要解决饥饿的这个问题而没有遵守律法。
At that time, in order to resolve the issue of starvation, David did not abide by the laws.
这是所有的法利赛人都知道的一个事实。
This is something all Pharisees knew.
耶稣举大卫这个例子是要告诉法利赛人，解决人的需要比守律法更重要。这一件事呢，是以前发生过的，是有先例的。
Jesus used David's example to let the Pharisees know that resolving the problems of humans are more important than abiding by the laws.And that there was a order of importance.
这个反问的方式使到法利赛人没有办法去回应。
And this form of answer led to the Pharisees being unable to answer his question.
第二个方式呢，就是耶稣对这个问题直接的教导。
The second method was that Jesus directly teaches them.
在这个教导里面呢，我们看圣经里面有两个重点。
In his teachings, there are two main points.
第一个重点呢，是耶稣说安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日而存在。
Firstly, the Sabbath was made for man, and man was not made for the Sabbath.
这个跟刚才讲的第一个反问的问题呢，有相同的地方。
This is similar to the first method of counter questioning.
就是讲到人和律法之间的关系是。
And it talks about the relationship between the law and people.
人比律法重要，因为律法是为人服务。
People are more important than the laws because the laws are there to serve people.
耶稣正在向那一些律法主义的人啊提出一个挑战。
Jesus is challenging the law activists.
因为这些人把本来是为人服务的律法变成了人的重担。
Because these people have turned the laws that were originally meant to serve people into heavy burdens.
耶稣没有否定守安息日的重要性。
Jesus did not deny the importance of the Sabbath.
而是他要借这一个机会来纠正人们对安息日的理解。
But he wanted to take the opportunity to correct the understanding people had about the Sabbath.
所以到今天你会看到基督徒的医生或者护士他们在星期天仍然会去治病救人。
Therefore, Christian doctors and nurses nowadays can still treat patients on Sundays.
因为救人就是关怀人的需要，这个工作比守安息日的利益更重要。
Because saving people is caring for their needs and is more important than the law of observing the Sabbath.
但是有一些人为了赚多一点钱而不守安息日呢，这又是另外一回事。
But for people who want to earn more money and not abide by the Sabbath, then it's a different story.
在这节经文之后呢，耶稣还有另一个教导，二十八节里面讲到，人子也是安息日的。
Jesus' other teaching is mentioned in verse 28. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
人子指的就是耶稣自己。
Son of Man is Jesus himself.
安息日是神自己亲自设立。
God created the Sabbath himself.
耶稣说自己是安息日的主。其实一方面他是在表明自己的身份，他自己就是神。
Jesus is saying that he is the Lord of the Sabbath, thereby he is actually proclaiming his true identity, which is he is God.
那如果他就是神的话，那他就是那一个最终有权利去解释安息日意义的那个人。
If he is God, then he has the power to explain the true purpose of the Sabbath.
他要表明的不是反对守安息日。
He is not against observing the Sabbath.
安息日仍然是归于神的。
The Sabbath will still be God's.
然而安息日的设立是为了人的，而不是为了家庭的负担。
But the purpose of the Sabbath is for the good of humans and not to add extra burden to them.
那耶稣怎么样证明他就有这个权柄去解释安息日的意义呢？
So how does Jesus show that he has the authority to explain the purpose of the Sabbath?
耶稣的最后一个回应这个问题的方式就是神迹，他医治了一个手枯干的人。
Jesus' third method of response is by a miracle in verse 3, where he healed a person with a shriveled hand.
在马可福音中，神迹医治本身就是用来证明耶稣是从神而来的一个标记。
In Mark's Gospel, healing miracles are a symbol of proof that Jesus is from God.
所以呢，他同时用行动来显露他自己就是神儿子的这个身份，也彰显出他就是安息日的主的这个身份。
So through his actions, he reveals his identity of being God's son.And also revealed his role as the Lord of the Sabbath.
耶稣对安息日的教导也好，行动也好，我们讲了这么多，最后带来的结果是什么呢？
So what is the end result of Jesus' teachings and actions about the Sabbath?
来，我们打开圣经看第六节，他教导之后的结果就是法利赛人出来立即和西律党人商量对付耶稣。
So in verse 6 you can see that the Pharisees went out and immediately met up with the Herodians to discuss how to deal with Jesus and to get rid of him.
这段经文非常的简单直接。
It's a very simple and direct passage.
当我们理解完这一段经文之后，我们又怎么样去把耶稣的教导应用到我们今天的生活？
So when we have understood this passage, how then do we use this in our daily lives?
要应用福音书中的教导呢，我们啊常常要在经文当中去找一些非常重要的要节，要解就是非常重要的一些的句子。
In order to use the teachings in the gospel, we must first find some important key verses.
那一般呢，这种重要的经文呢，都会在耶稣所讲的话里面。
We can usually find these in the words of Jesus.
在今天的经文当中，一个非常重要的教导就是耶稣讲的，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立。
So the first important teaching from Jesus is that the Sabbath was created for men, and men weren't created for the Sabbath.
我想这个原则不单单是基督徒会赞成。
I think this principle is not only agreeable to Christians.
因为所有其他的宗教，比如说回教、犹太教，甚至说是那一些没有宗教的人，我相信他们会赞成安息日的设立。
Even in other religions such as Islam or Judaism, or even people of no religion will be in favor of having a Sabbath.
在这里有谁是不想有休息的一天的，一个星期一喜欢工作七天的。
Anyone here who does not want a rest day and wants to work 7 days a week?
Okay. 人是需要休息，这是一个生命的规律。
People need rest, and it's a way of life.
这是为了人的好处所以每个星期有一天的安息的日子。
And it's for the good of humans that we have a rest day every week.
所以我想。很多人从星期一开始就在期盼着周末的来临了，是吧？
That's why many people from Mondays anticipate the weekend.
看你们多不勤劳。
真的差点。
我就不一样了。
Ben's different.
我一般从星期五开始才期盼。
Then you usually hope for the weekend from Friday.
因为我的休息休息是星期四。
His day is on his rest day is on Thursday.
我们都期盼很快一个星期过，我们有一天休息。
Yeah, everyone hopes for their rest day.
因为那天不用上班，不用上课。
Because they don't have to go to work or go to school.
耶稣用了大卫的一个例子去说明呢，虽然这是一个非常正常的一个星期休息一天的情况，但是为了人的需要呢，是可以超越的。
Jesus used the example of David to show that only under emergency situations and for the sake of helping others, only then can you break the law.
但是呢，在正常的情况下，人还是应该工作六天，休息一天。
But under normal circumstances, people should work 6 days and rest 1 day.
我想这个基本上各个都会同意。
I think most people will agree with this.
就是第二句话。很重要，耶稣说人子也是安息日的。
But the second principle is also very important, and it says the Son of God is also the Lord of the Sabbath.
如果我们单单只有第一个原则的时候，安息日是为人设立只有这一个原则的话，会怎么样？
What would happen if we only had the first principle that the Sabbath is made for men?
不管你的安息日在星期的星期里面的哪一天呢，你都会认为这一天是为我设立的。
Then no matter what day you make your Sabbath to be, you can always say that this this Sabbath day was made for you.
那其他的日子可能你要为老板活着，或者为老师活着，或者为其他的事情来活着。
Other days you'll be living for your boss or living to go to school.
但是在安息日呢，我可以为自己活着。
But on the Sabbath you can live for yourself.
在这一天啊，你可以做任何你喜欢做的事情。
On this day, you can do anything you want.
只要不犯法就行了，
是吧？对对。
那如果你有这样的思想的话，就算你是一个基督徒，你也会很容易顺应着现代西方那一种的世俗化的心情。
If you have this kind of thinking, then even if you are a Christian, then you can easily conform to the modern Western society's secularized version of Sunday.
就算你是基督徒，可能你最多就是给两个小时去教会，然后其他的时间还是我自己去安排。
Even if you are a Christian, then at most you give 2 hours every Sunday to go to church, and the rest of the time will be yours.
但是耶稣在后来的这句话告诉我们，安息日它不单单是人休息的一个日。
But Jesus teaches us that the Sabbath is not only for us to rest.
那一天更是上帝的日子。
It is more his Lord's day.
如果你知道有看过创世纪的话，在创世纪第二章里面，当神完成了他所有的工作，第七天他就停止了一切的工
作。If you've read Genesis, then you'll see that in chapter 2, when God had completed all his work, he stopped all work on the seventh day.
并且赐福给第七天，把它分别为圣。
And he blessed that day and proclaimed it holy.
我们要去守安息日，但这日子不是属于我们的，是属于神的日子。
The Sabbath that we observe is not ours, it's God's.
当然，我们守安息日或者我们基督徒不是说只是星期天做基督徒，我们每一天都是基督徒。
But do keep in mind that being a Christian is not only for Sundays, but we are living for Jesus every day.
但是呢，安息日那一天是我们特别的，把所有其他的事情都不做，都放下，单单的与神在一起。
But on the Sabbath, we must take extra care to put everything aside and only be with God.
所以安息日不是给你有时间去看电影、去逛街、去做其他的事情，那天是让你与神在一起。
So the Sabbath is not for you to go watch movies or go shopping, but for you to be with God.
那实际上怎么样才是与神在一起呢？
So how do we be with God?
记得教会就是耶稣升天之后在地上的代表，在地上的标记。
Remember that the church is the symbol of Jesus after he left this world.
所以我们想去表达与神在一起在安息日里面的话，就是在这一天我们与其他的弟兄姐妹一起在神的殿里面一起去敬拜，一起去享受神的同在。
So if you want to be with God on the Sabbath,And you should be with your brothers and sisters at church in God's temple, worshiping together and enjoying being with God.
当然，我们的崇拜可能只是一两个小时。
Of course, our service might only be 1 or 2 hours.
但是其他的时间可以跟弟兄姐妹交流啊，可以一起祷告啊，可以一起团契啊。
But other times we can talk to other Christians and to pray together and to have.Fellowship.
安息日是基督徒弟兄姐妹在一起享受。
The Sabbath is meant to be for us to be together and to enjoy it together.
但是不是享受外面的世界，而是享受与神同在。
It's not to enjoy this world together, but to enjoy being with God.
在这我们今天看的经文当中还有一句话。我想我们也要做一些思考。
In this passage, there's also one more verse that we need to think about.
耶稣说，在安息日行善行恶，害命救命，哪样是可以的呢？
Jesus asked, "What can we do in terms of doing good and evil? and helping or harming others.
我们去仔细思想这一句话的时候，就感觉到耶稣说啊，什么安息日什么都不做是不够的，不是单单你什么都不做。
Jesus said that it was wrong to not do anything on the Sabbath.
守安息日正确的方法并不说只是休息或者只是崇拜就够了。
The correct way to observe the Sabbath is not necessarily to only rest and worship.
而是在这里说还要行善和救命。
But we must also do good and save lives.
这里也说到就是说我们所要追求的不单单是自己整全的一个生命。
And it says here that we must not only pursue our own holistic lives,
也要去帮助别人去得到这样一个整全。
But we must also help others to obtain this new life.
耶稣要我们在这个不为着那个生活而工作的安息日子里面，我们要去更新我们自己，同时我们也要去服侍别人。
Jesus wants us to renew ourselves and to serve others on this day where we don't have to work.
因为神是这一天的主人，而你和你身边的人都是这个安息日里面的。
Because God is the Lord of this day.And you and the people beside you are the main characters of the Sabbath.
安息日是神为了你为了人而设立的，让人可以在这一个日子当中身体得到休息。
The Sabbath was created for people by God to let people have rest in this day.
同时也让这一天让你的灵魂得到更新。
And to renew your soul.
并真心的去敬爱上帝。和你的灵舍
and to truly love God and your neighbors.
所以守安息日不是上帝给人的一个负担的限制。
Therefore, observing the Sabbath isn't a burden or limitation given to us by God.
乃是使人能够在身体和灵魂上面都更健康，更爱上帝，更爱你的灵舍，而更爱你自己。
But to let our bodies and spirits be healthy, to love God and your neighbors, and to love ourselves.
那最后我要问大家的一个问题就是，你有守安息日吗？
So my final question to everyone is, have you been observing the Sabbath?
我们刚才讲了守安息日不单单只是去教会两个小时叫做安息日。
So we know that observing the Sabbath is not just come to church for 2 weeks.And for 2 hours,
在安息日里面是享受与神同在的时刻。
It is to enjoy being with God.
所以这个问题后面是：你的安息日有与神同在吗
？So is God with you on your Sabbath?
你能享受到与神同在吗？在这一天
？Can you feel God's presence with you on the Sabbath?
在你的安息日当中能够荣耀神的名吗
Does your Sabbath glorify God's name?
其实问这么多个问题最终的要问你的就是这个问题，到底耶稣是你安息日的主还是你自己是安息日？
And the last question is the Lord of your Sabbath or are you yourself?
是你做主给了一点点时间给耶稣。
Did you make the decision to give a bit of time to Jesus?
还是说你这一天都是去享受人生，但是耶稣做这一天的主
？Or do you actually let God be the Lord of the whole day and to enjoy being with God?
我想我们都还有很多关于安息日、星期天崇拜的这些的问题，我们可以在团契当中继续去讨论。
I think we may have a lot of questions regarding observing the Sabbath and worship on Sunday, so you can discuss them in your cell groups.